Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Well, all right.
Welcome.
Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. Okay. There I am, my mic. Everything is so messed up tonight. All you folks out there, we appreciate everybody waiting for the show tonight. We started late on purpose. And I will tell you that I am very annoyed with this system. Anyways, Tyler, where are you at tonight, buddy? Give us a call. Get in here. He's out in Utah. I know he's been having problems. He called me this morning. He texted me this morning. He's been up all day. He was at the doctor's with food poisoning, so... Anyways, is what it is, and we're here tonight. I guess we got a couple of things we're talking about. I see. Is that Cody in there? I just recognize that number. Cody, is that you?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, buddy, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. How about yourself?
You know what? Honestly and truly, I'm running crazy late tonight, and you know, we said we would do the show at 8:30 tonight. Wednesdays are at 8:30, and here we are. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not even sure what they wanted us to talk about tonight. I'm looking it up right now. But, hey, it's a show. We can make it happen. That's called improvising, right?
Oh, yeah. Got to be a trucker to be able to improvise.
Yeah. So did you get a hold of Alan? Did you tell him that you came on last night?
No. Since I don't work at Schneider no more, I don't have talked to many of the drivers. I'm still on their Facebook page, seen a bunch of crazy stuff happening today. I've seen several drivers, I guess, turn into trucks, and somebody, I don't know where, but somebody had put on Schneider's page, somebody had dropped a trailer and just drove off. So it's been an eventful day over at Schneider, so he's probably been having a fun one.
What did they do again?
From what I've seen on Schneider's Facebook page, where a bunch of drivers, they will post, like, just interesting things they see. I've seen several drivers have posted tonight that they've seen they got their front ends taken off, my guys turning, and I had seen where somebody had also dropped a trailer at one of their, some customer had a bunch of Schneider trailers and dropped the trailer and I guess he knew he was fired and just drove off.
Jeez, so crazy.
Besides that, I don't have much contact with Schneider anymore.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. The trucking world. But you can turn the news on. You don't even have to look at the rest of the news in life. If you're a trucker and you're interested, because that's me. I'm interested in so much trucking stuff. And it's so not boring. You know, you can find a story every day in trucking. It's hilarious. I love it. I mean, just the crazy things going on in trucking. And, I mean, who knows? But anyways, look, let me get some commercials out of the way. And let's get into our topic, aggressive driving, road rage, stuff like that. So we've all seen it out there. And we've got some states that are cracking down on road rage. And I want to read to everybody. And I put the article up there today. What we want to do is we want to just kind of check off what they're looking for in road rage. And I'll be honest with you, I looked at a couple of those things and I'm like, a little bit weird, you know, with some of the things I'm thinking they're saying is considered road rage. And I'm going to dispute one or two of those things when we come back here. So just sit tight and we'll get right to the story.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven. Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, sent you.
Hey drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to tenststreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10 Street. Get it today.
All right, welcome back. Cody, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, I'm still looking for Tyler. I have no idea where he got
probably
to
still
today.
Sick, ain't he?
You know, honestly, I buy into 24 hours of food poisoning. That's a, you know, most people get over it way before that. You know, I've had it twice, actually. You know what? A couple hours and I was able to walk around and feel better. So, you know, when you get food poisoning, let's be honest, you usually throw up like for hours until your everything comes up, including the bile of your stomach. And then you're better. That's just pretty. I mean, have you ever had food poisoning?
I've been fortunate not to have it, but I actually just have a buddy. He's a flatbed driver, and I was talking to him yesterday before I was on the show, and he actually got food poisoning after eating at a TA, and he was down for a day.
Yeah, about a day. You know, I got one at the. You know, it's funny we're talking about this. The one time that I got a major, and I'll tell you what, it just creeps up on you like a bomb went off in you. We stopped at, ironically, a TA. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to the TA there at the, right around the 145, 150 on 81 in Virginia there, Roanoke, Virginia.
I think I have been to that one.
Yeah. Well, we stopped there and we had a little bit of lunch. I had a burger and this is really kind of funny. when I look back that day, I remember when they brought a cup of mayo out to me that it was kind of discolored a little bit, but I never, you know, we were in such a hurry. I remember looking at it and not really looking at it, but I put it on my burger and the guy I was with did not take any mayo. And we literally drove from there to Florida that day, which is, I don't know, maybe 8 hours, 10, I don't even know what it was. But all of a sudden, as we were getting to the border of Florida from Georgia on 95 there, I legitimately wound down. I was in the passenger side. I legitimately wound down my window and sprayed the side of the vehicle with barf. I mean, I puked like you. I was a champion puker that night. I'll never forget that. And I just sat there in a gas station parking lot puking my brains out. And you know what? A couple hours, I was fine. I was literally, and then it happened to me one time I used to have a dedicated run from Chicago to Pennsylvania, and we were in, I was with FFE, I was leased onto them, and legitimately, like my buddies and I, we all went out to dinner that night because we always Friday nights waited for our trucks to be loaded so we could head back east. And we went to a, what were they called? Old Country Buffet. Have you ever heard of those places?
Old Country Buffet. Heard of it, but I'm not sure where they're at.
Yeah, well, this one was in Chicago. And it's no different than like a Golden Corral. I don't know if you have a Golden Corral where you're at their buffet.
The one about five miles from my house.
There you go. They have like steak and hamburger and chicken. And then they have salads. Well, they had this big bowl of Caesar salad. Well, Caesar salad has a creamy, probably dressing made with mayo, I would guess. And that night, a couple hours later, it hit me. And again, just thrown up like a wild dog. And long and behold, next day I was fine. You know, I mean, both times I got a buddy that got it from Bad Oysters. Guess what? A couple hours later, he was fine. Everybody that I know that's ever had food poisoning, a couple hours usually, and you're over like the most of it. So it is what it is. I'll move on here from food poisoning, and I want to talk about this. I want to talk about, let's talk about road rage for a second before we get into the article. We've all seen it. We've all wanted to do it. I mean, I've already cut somebody off, not like trying to wreck them or anything like that. But, you know, in Florida here, we've had a lot of incidences where people end up pulling guns on each other. And I think road rage, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, well, first off, people feel more secure in wrapped around metal with their vehicle on. Even older ladies have been caught in road rage. And there's a video on YouTube I've seen recently where a couple, a young girl and a guy are driving, and an old lady. And when I say an old lady, I'm just saying an older lady. Literally is mad at this couple, and she starts riding her tail. She gets up alongside them, drives them off the road, gets in front of them, slams her brakes on. She literally stays. They're videoing this. She does this for like 10, 15 minutes. And I think she ended up getting arrested over it. But when you're in that car, you got this sense of invincibility because that car now becomes a weapon. And a lot of people almost treat it like that. And a lot of good people, I believe, are maybe in a bad mood and they get cut off. Next thing you know, there's a good person going to jail that's never been in trouble with the law before, all because of road rage. And I'll tell you, it happens a lot. Cody, how about you, buddy? You're a young guy. You got a hot head. You get in trouble in the car ever?
I've been guilty of road rage once or twice, but now that I've gotten into trucking, I've tried to be more professional about it, be more courteous. I had an instance last week. I was in Effingham, Illinois, and I had a driver not pay attention and almost hit. He almost sideswiped my truck because there was a construction barrels about maybe, I'd say, less than 1,000 feet. And he tried to pass me on the right, and I got mad at that instance, hit my brakes, applied the air horn. But, I mean, a professional driver, you can't get mad at that. You got to think you're 80,000 pounds. Be responsible for it. In reality, our trucks can be used as weapons. they're so big and heavy, and you got to be professional. I mean, you can't let every little thing, four-wheelers, I mean, especially, they don't understand the room we need. You just got to be laid back about it. It's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. You know, the one thing that I keep telling people, and I've said this on the air, you know, and this is really for all you safety directors that listen to the show. If I were you, every day, and I mean with no exception, I would have different messages made up so they don't get bored of it. But I would remind every driver out there that obviously, you know, company policy, road rage, is it, you know, we're against it. It's an act that will result in termination. But here's the other thing that I would remind all the drivers, if I was a safety director, I would remind every one of them that everybody and their brother has a camera in the car, their cell phone. When you act like a goofball and you start swerving at people, cutting people off, whatever the case is. There was one recently on CDL Life a couple weeks ago, and where a trucker was coming in. You know, Cody, where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, there's construction up ahead and it says right lane's ending. Okay, so everybody has to start merging. Well, this one trucker, it was a trucker, he's coming into town, and maybe you've seen it, and he decides he's going to split the lanes. And there's plenty of time before the lanes are going to merge. But he's trying to block anybody from coming at all. And legitimately, he was wrong. Okay, it's just something you don't do. If everybody would just do the zipper, you know what I mean, at one person at a time. And for the most part, a lot of people do have that courtesy one towards another. But this truck driver decided he's going to block off both lanes if he could. And one guy was like, I'm going around this guy. My God, we've got another quarter mile till the end of this merge. And so the trucker runs him off the road, right? I think he was in a van, the guy was. So the guy slows down, and then he decides to try to go around him again. And he cuts him off again, the trucker does. Finally, the guy gets around him, and the trucker gets up beside him, and he's leaning out the window, flipping him off, cursing at him and everything, all because the guy was doing what he was allowed to do. This trucker was just hell-bent in trying to control traffic, and it became road rage. Well, guess what? That whole thing was sent to his company. And you know what happened? The guy was fired. But here's the worst part. Okay, the best part was nobody was hurt. Here's the worst part of that whole deal. Now when that guy goes get a job, when he has to put that company out, especially if he was there a year, and you know what DAC is, you can't hide a job. So now that's going to say personal contact requested on his reference. And when everybody calls whatever trucking company that was, because they put out a big apology to the public also saying that is not the way we teach our drivers. When anybody calls over there, you could sure bet, most likely, when they say, hey, we need a reference on Joe Trucker here, he's going to get the reference is going to be in the form of video. Here's a video of why we terminated this guy. And now everybody that goes to hire him is going to see that this guy is a hothead and he almost tried to kill somebody, you know, while driving a company truck. And that's the message that I would put out if I was a safety director. Watch yourself. If you can't control your anger, keep remembering that everybody's watching you and recording you. We're all recording each other. It's almost impossible. The only place you can go anymore now is a couple miles into the woods and hope that somebody doesn't have and believe it or not, a lot of people have cameras set up in the woods to try to catch wildlife on their cameras. So you go out there in the woods and you end up doing something stupid out there. Somebody might have you recorded there too. All I'm saying is, you know, for the sake of not being punished and ruined, behave, truckers, and not just truckers, you four-wheelers. We know that four-wheelers listen to this show too. There's a lot of family members that have truckers that listen to the show, and I would tell everybody out there, behave. It's all you got to do, behave. You got somebody acting up around you or in front of you, the best thing you can do is not try to cut the guy off. You see some guy acting like a jackass on the road, the best thing you can do is just to let that guy get down the road, or that gal, okay? Let them get down the road. What do you think, Cody? What do you think of all this stuff we're talking about?
Something I remember happened about a month or two ago. There was a road rage incident down near Jacksonville, Florida. And there was, what I put together, two drivers and tractor trailers are going down. I believe that's I-10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And one driver, from what I understand, he had sideswiped the other truck in a road rage incident, and the other driver had pulled up alongside him, pulled out a firearm, and shot and killed the driver. And that was all due to road rage. And to me, see, now was it worth your life just for a little bit of anger? And that's something you got to think about, too. Road rage is in the heat of the moment, but is it worth your career? Like you said, everybody's got a camera.
Yeah. And that's life in prison. You pull a gun out, it's especially in Florida. Florida's pretty tough with gun laws. So, you know, I would tell everybody, just, you know, if you get up and intend to do good, you're already beating what may lie ahead. And I always say pray. You know, I'm a praying man. Give me strength. And I would tell you that the best thing you can do, all right, is just have your mind set to do right. That's all you got to do. So let's read this. Let me go ahead and read this article. I got this, believe it or not, I got this actually out of CDL Life. I was just talking about those guys. They're great. You know, visit CDL Life if you have time. Like their page on Facebook. They got a huge community over there, and they have a lot of these articles up there, and we get some stuff off them from time to time. It's titled Road Rage. It's titled Indiana is one of six states cracking down on aggressive driving. It says from now through Saturday, six states. So right now, Cody, and you live up there, six states are out looking for a lot of people that are doing anything stupid. It's like a big sweep going on. So my guess is, and this is what my guess is, every time you have a big sweep, like we just had the DOT sweep in June, guess what? They go out of their way to write tickets. So the best thing you could do is not at all get close to somebody or look aggressive in any way. So here's what it says. From now through Saturday, six states are participating in an enforcement crackdown aimed at stopping aggressive driving or road rage. It says law enforcement officials in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and Kentucky are currently on the lookout for aggressive driving in both passenger and commercial vehicles. Hey, you know what? I just seen someone pop in here. I think we both might know him. Hold on a second. We're going to go back to this. Hopefully he was listening. Alan, is that you, buddy?
It is. What's going on, fellas?
Not much, brother. You see, we got your buddy on here.
Who's that? Oh, Kelly?
You got Cody Wiz.
Yep.
Who?
Cody.
I'm a former Schneider driver. Had the same OC.
Oh, very cool, man. Gotcha. Okay.
Who's your DBL?
What's that?
Who's your DBL? I might ask.
George over at Edwardsville.
That was my DBL. Ask him if he knows Cody Jackson.
I will
good
definitely
guy.
Do that. Yeah, very George is awesome, guy. Man. Very cool guy.
So like Alan, listen, brother. We'll get back to the Schneider reunion in here in a second, the alumni thing. we're actually talking about road rage and aggressive driving. Did you catch what we were talking about, or do I got to catch you up?
I did not. Okay. You got to catch me up.
Well, what we're doing, we're talking about road rage and aggressive driving with truckers and cars and all that stuff. We had a nice little conversation, Cody and I did. But check this out. I got a little article off CDL Life, and being that I haven't really read much of it, I'll start over just to catch our guy Alan up, and people are out there going, what the hell, man? You already read the first damn paragraph. Screw Alan. Well, guess what? It's my okay. So check it out. It says Indiana is one of six states cracking down on aggressive driving. It says between now and Saturday, here's the six states that are doing this: Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and Kentucky. And we were just mentioning, basically, you know, when there's a sweep, just like last month in that DOT sweep, they are going to write tickets. They are going to look for anything that looks like erratic driving, and you're going to get ticketed. So if you're especially in one of those six states, PA, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and Kentucky, and you should be using extreme caution in every state. But check this out. Here's what it says. It says police are on the lookout for aggressive drivers. Specifically, police say that they're going to be looking for the following aggressive driving behaviors. And it goes into naming these behaviors. And I kind of want to dispute one or two of them, but listen to this. Do I hear a screaming? What's that? Somebody got somebody screaming in the background?
Sorry, it's my kids.
Okay, is there? Yeah, you're going to have to go to a more quiet room, Cody, on that one. We got this recording onto iTunes. but okay, so here's some of the things they're looking for, guys. And I don't necessarily agree with some of these. The cops are looking for anybody that's going to pass on the right. It's just passing on the right. We'll break these down, but I'll name them real quick, and we'll go back to one. Passing on the right, excessive horn honking, following too closely, unsafe stopping or slowing, driving at unsafe speeds, repeatedly flashing headlights, failure to yield, failure to obey traffic signs, and unsafe operation. Now, let's go back to the first one, passing on the right. We all know that there are many people that don't understand that left lane is for passing, okay? They just actually started a law here in Florida. It went into effect in January that if you're impeding traffic and you're on the left-hand side going too slow, cops are going to ticket you, okay? So if you come to Florida and you want to drive in the left lane, which that's one of my pet peeves. I can't stand when somebody's in the hammer lane and they know that that's not their personal lane, but they make you go around them on the right. And this specifically says passing on the right. So I don't agree with that particular behavior. What are your thoughts? Cody, you first.
Oh, I must say, to me, it's like passing on the right. I've had it happen more. I see it more in traffic jams, people trying to get ahead. Have the traffic trying to cut in, save a couple seconds. I mean, what I see, to be honest, it's not really the passing. I see a lot of tailgating.
Just stay on the passing on the right for now, because we're going to get to that tailgating here in a second. So Alan, what do you think about passing on the right? I mean, don't you think that a lot of times it's necessary?
I see it necessary. Because I've seen a lot of the governed trucks, other trucks that I know that are governed. And if you've got a load, and I ran into this myself, I had a load and the load was moving me pretty good. I got up to 65. I had another governed truck that was, because I talked to him at the truck stop. He was governed at 62. He's coming by me because I'm doing about 45, 50 up the hill. And then I'm going down the hill and I'm passing him. So I eventually just kicked my cruise off and slowed down so he could get by. But you got a lot of people who are anxious to get by, and they take a lot of risks because they don't understand that we're governed. And so get safe for one, if they knew, you know, what the potential was, the danger. But I do believe it is necessary sometimes, because otherwise it's a big congestion of traffic.
Yeah. So I have a dispute over that one. I mean, later on they're going to say that three of these behaviors is what they're looking for, maybe combined. I'm not sure, but we'll get to that point in a second. But passing on the right, I would say somebody's going too slow and they're under the speed limit, I'm passing them on the right. I'm not going to get held up. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to do it rudely. Okay. Second one was excessive horn honking. So, you know, and here's the thing about excessive horn honking. My guess is, you know, you get some guy at the red light and he's just sitting there playing on his Facebook, okay? And now the guy, it's like a minute goes by, you got to honk your horn. I guess they're saying don't get into a horn honking contest. Or what about you're on a slow road, maybe a 35-mile-an-hour road, and you've got two guys in front of you and the guy in the passing lane wants to just sit there and you can't get around any of these guys. I guess the police are saying that is not justifiable for you to lay on your horn and start honking that horn. You guys got any thoughts on the honking of horn too much?
I don't know about the too much. I think a couple warnings and people are going to move or they're not. You can't force them. And I think some people want to do it just to be kind of ornery, and then it just aggravates them and then it makes it worse.
So Cody, here's the one you were getting ready to talk about, Cody, following too closely. And I have to agree with you. I mean, that is just the one thing you, even if somebody's going too slow in front of you, you don't want to ride their butt. Okay. But go ahead, Cody, weigh in on that.
To me, something I've noticed, like at Schneider, we, a lot of bigger carriers, they use On Guard to control the following distance and the following too closely. Now, Hogan, on the other hand, they don't have the On Guard system. So I have caught myself, personally, I've gotten into a habit of trying to speed up, slow down. So On Guard would physically slow your truck down. Where I've noticed, I've started to tailgate a little bit more. It's, to me, it's dangerous, especially with our stopping distance to tailgate. I see a lot of guys that are governed at 62-65 that'll tailgate. And to me, I see that as more of a safety problem. Because one, say he has to apply his brakes really hard. If you're tailgating, you're going to end up in the back of his trailer. And you could easily die.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Here's the next one, driving at unsafe speeds. I mean, you know, and I think what they're talking about is traffic's moving along at 60, and then you got a guy that's trying to do 75 weaving in and out of traffic. You know, that is definite aggressive driving. That's definitely a and I'll tell you what, guys, you know, that's not only like we said earlier about, you know, we mentioned that one video that was on CDL Life where that driver was aggressively cutting people off, the trucker. You know, not only do you get a bad reference and a video, you know, on your next reference, you're also going to get that aggressive driving ticket. You get a road rage ticket, I'm going to tell you what, you must just turn your CDL in. That's just a plain fact. I almost think that would be viewed worse than a reckless driving, okay? Because road rage is just, you know, doing it out of aggression. So I would caution everybody on that. Okay. Here's one right here. Repeatedly flashing headlights again. Now this is one thing, guys, I've been guilty of this. I am not going to lie. You get in that passing lane, you got some joker. And if you're one of those guys that likes to hold up traffic, seriously, you really are the guy that somebody's looking to shoot. Now I'm not saying I want you to be shot. I'm just saying when you sit in that passing lane and you got people that are trying to get moving, get over. You're the guy that someone might pull out a gun and pop you. You better watch it. There's idiots out there with guns. And I'm just telling you, that's one of the things that gets me, and I'm guilty. I've flashed my high beams at somebody to say, hey, can you please get out of my dang way? Anybody's got a thought on that?
I'm not too guilty of flashing the headlights.
Yeah. I almost think that when you flash your headlights, they slow down more because I think that's pretty much happened to me. So I haven't flashed anybody in a long time, but you know, I've gotten more patient myself on the road, but I really wish, and I've a lot of times I'll see that guy in the left lane, he's going real slow. And I've even seen in Florida here before, and I never knew that the law had just gone in. I thought maybe that was always a law. But I've seen many a times where a driver was going way too slow and the cop was behind him. And they never even looked in their rear view mirror and knew there was a cop behind him. So after a mile, I'm thinking, oh, that cop's going to get that guy. Cop just goes around the guy and goes down the road. You know, never pulled it. And I've often said if I was a cop, I would pull over every slow left-hand guy and I'd give him a ticket or at least a warning. I could assure you that is my pet peeve. Alan, what's your pet peeve?
Well, you know, I was reading an article about the whole headlight thing in a trucker blog, and I didn't really realize it for a long time, but because we've got so many mirrors and we use them all the time, when they were talking about other trucks flashing their lights instead of using the intermittent marker, and cars do the same thing. When they're coming up, whether it's forward or backwards, they don't realize that those lights are just as bright for us as it is, you know, for them. And when I usually don't flash my lights unless it's pretty bright outside, and then I'll just bump the brights, you know, just to pop them real quick to let them know to get over if we've got a lot of traffic going on so they know they can get over safely instead of somebody whipping out behind them in between us that he can't see. But the other thing is you've got there was a truck last night, matter of fact. He was kind of back and forth and left blinker on and going over the left shoulder and then right blinker and – flashers and pulled over. And I mean, he was kind of, I don't know if he was tired or if he was just disoriented, or it kind of reminded me of somebody who might've been having like a diabetic attack or something. So I flashed my lights and I got on the radio and I was like, hey, I forget what the name on the truck was, but I'm like, Hey, so-and-so, you awake up there? And I flashed my lights again, and he straightened up. So I don't know if he was reaching around for something or if he was just tired or what, but, at night, especially with the darkness, the lights are bright. And so I think only if necessary to really hit them, you know, if you see somebody texting or something like that, a four wheeler, yeah, give them a bite and be like, hey, pay attention. But other than that, no, I think it can be kind of dangerous.
Yep. Okay. Awesome. Failure to yield, failure to obey traffic signs, unsafe operation. You know, they're all things that could be tied into that. It says, according to police, three of these behaviors grouped together could lead to an aggressive driving charge. In Indiana, aggressive driving is a Class A misdemeanor, and if you're convicted, you can face up to a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. Indiana troopers say that they'll be using marked as well as unmarked vehicles during the campaign. So believe it or not, guys and gals, between now and Saturday, this is going on here, okay? So be careful and look, I'm not just telling you guys this so you can watch yourself for a couple days. I'm telling you all this so you can be reminded of what really can happen. I mean, that's why we've got people on here telling stories and look, just like Cody mentioned, you seen a guy sideswipe the guy pulls out a gun and kills him. I mean, it's just that simple. To make someone mad enough to shoot you. It's just that simple. Someone gets mad or makes you mad and you do something stupid. You're caught on camera. Next thing you know, you're fired and you're not going to get a job because now the whole world sees what you did in somebody else's truck. So keep your head clear. If you're in a four-wheeler listening to us, listen, don't brake check truckers. I'm going to tell you, I've been seeing lots of videos out there where you get mad at the trucker for one reason or another, and you get in front of them, you start hitting your brakes. I'm going to tell you a little secret. If by chance that trucker doesn't see you and he's texting and driving or doing something and he doesn't even see you, he will run over you like a piece of paper. Okay. So do yourself that big favor. Y'all see that video. You should go on Talk CD or on facebook.com/TalkCDL. It's on basically our Facebook page, and look at the video that we posted earlier, where there's a cop sitting on the side of the road with his lights on, and I guess an out-of-control trucker just comes along and smashes him. The whole video of it's right there, and he just goes flying like he's a kickball, you know. So I would tell y'all, any of you drivers out there that brake check truckers, I'm telling you, you're playing, it's almost like roulette. You know what roulette is? You put the bullet in the chamber, you spin it, and you hope that you get an empty chamber. Well, you're going to get a loaded chamber one of these times. It's called the Big 379 Pete that shoots you down the road like a bullet. So be careful. Guys, give me your final thoughts. Cody, give me your final thoughts.
Man, everybody just needs to stay safe, keep calm, don't let the craziness of the road get to you. Just stay safe and do what you got to do.
I like that. Alan, what do you think, buddy?
You know, I think I'm going to go back to, was it Rich or Diesel? Or which one? I'm trying to remember which one. Talking about the radio. You know, I found out in the last few days with my new radio, it's been a godsend. So if you're out there, you're driving, even if you don't think you're going to need it, if you don't want to listen to the other stuff that's on there, get it anyway. Because, man, when you're in a bind at a truck stop or someplace else, it really comes in handy. It's worth every penny.
I fully agree.
All right, guys. Great show. Appreciate Cody coming on for the second time. Alan, we missed you, man. Hey, do you guys want to do 2 minutes of a Schneider alumni here? I mean, you want to exchange anything?
Sure.
Why don't you guys come on back. Now, remember, Thursday and Friday, we're off, and then we'll start back up, Lord willing, Saturday. So, y'all come on back on. Y'all live near each other. You both, Alan, you live in outside of St. Louis, don't you?
St. Louis. Yeah,
and
Winsville.
And that's Cody. You live in that same area, right?
I live in Wood River, Illinois, like 5 minutes from the Edwardsville OC.
Yeah, you over in Troy or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You guys need to get together and have some coffee. Anyways, guys.
Absolutely. Hey, you've got my – Troy, you've got my number. If you want to give it to Cody, feel free.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just might. I think we actually lost Cody. Anyways, guys,
okay,
let's wrap the show up. Let me give you my final thoughts. It's like they always are. Tomorrow, if we're alive, Lord willing, we're going to get up and we are going to do this. Saturday, rather. Okay. Until we meet again, God bless. Good night. And keep, like I said, keep liking us on Facebook. Head on over to the Lady Truckers and like Kelly's page. Check the guys out over at CDL Life. Don't forget our guys at Drive for Freedom. Don't forget our guys over there at Truckers Final Mile. And, you know, just keep it all trucking, guys, and keep it all safe. Road rage is a bad thing. I like what everybody's advice is. Just keep calm, relax, and keep reminding yourself of the good and not the bad. God bless and good night.